KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school wrestling last night, Atlantic wins a couple of matches at a double duel at Glenwood. Atlantic down in Clarinda 66-11, and Atlantic a winner over Glenwood 42-30. Glenwood beat Clarinda 54-25. Atlantic got a couple of wins last night from Abram Moore at 106, Cole Hansen at 113, Carter Cox at 120, Drake Roller at 170, and John McConkie at 285, as Atlantic moves to 14-0 on the season in duels. They're 8-0 in Hawkeye 10 Conference Wrestling this season. Also last night, double duel at Shenandoah saw Creston win a pair, as Creston beat Shenandoah 59-15, and they beat Denison 84-0. Shenandoah topped Denison 48-15. Four-team meet at Harlan last night saw Red Oak beat AHSTW 45-19. Red Oak over Harlan 51-29. Red Oak beat Kemper Catholic 48-30. Harlan beat AHSTW 42-38. Harlan over Kemper Catholic 52-24. AHSTW defeated Kemper Catholic 42-26. Also, a quad at Trainer last night saw Underwood win three matches, 42-33 over St. Albert. Underwood beat Trainer 39-36. Underwood over Woodbine 46-36. Trainer beat Woodbine 43-42. It was Trainer over St. Albert 48-28. And Woodbine beating St. Albert by a final of 48-21. The predicament has this week's high school wrestling rankings. A Class 2A in the team rankings, New Hampton is top-ranked with Solon number 2. Creston is 3rd. Atlantic Cam is number 4 this week. Among the individual ratings, locally at 113, Creston's Jacob Goodson is ranked 4th. At 120, Bedford Lennox Jared Hensley is 3rd, right ahead of Carter Cox of Atlantic, who's 4th. Also at 126 pounds, Atlantic's Chase McLaren rated 9th. At 145, Creston's Mitchell Swank is rated 4th, and Kemper Catholic's Tim Sybil is ranked 10th. Also at 170, Drake Roller of Atlantic is 5th ranked this week. Jacob Wingard of Harlan is ranked 8th. At 182, Creston's Chase Schultz is top rated, with Lucas Lampe of Kemper Catholic number 10. At 195, Zach Stork of Atlantic is rated 2nd. Creston's Jackson Michelson is rated 7th. Also at 220, Caden Hewlett of Creston is 2nd. And at 285, Atlantic's John McConkie ranked 4th. Clarinda's Chance Stroh is rated 9th in 2A. In the 1A rankings this week, in the team rankings, Lisbon number 1, Shelby Ocheden, Sibley Ocheden is number 2. Also, Missouri Valley ranked 3rd, and Logan Magnolia rated 4th in the team rankings. Individually, at 113, Underwood's Logan James is 7th, Remington Meeker of Logan Magnolia is 9th. At 120, Tatum Blummel of Riverside is ranked 4th, and Connor Lang of Missouri Valley is 5th. At 126, Alex Thompson of Underwood top-rated, George Appleseth of Panorama 7th, and Logan Magnolia's Wyatt Crocker is 10th. At 132, Missouri Valley's Jack Kyle is 5th, and Garrett Thompson of Logan Magnolia ranks 6th. At 138 pounds, Missouri Valley's Duke Kyle is 8th ranked. At 145, ACGC's Logan Sherman is number 6. AHSTW's Joel Becerra is ranked 9th. At 152, Brady Wilson of Logan Magnolia 5th rated. At 160, Nathan Haynes of Missouri Valley is the top-ranked wrestler. Gabe Pauly of AHSTW is rated 7th. At 170 pounds, Dustin Andreessen of Audubon is rated 10th. At 182, trainer Sam Gregory is 7th. At 220, Drake Johnson of Logan Magnolia is ranked number 1, and Tom Reif of Missouri Valley number 2. Dalton Arnold of Coon Rapids Bayard is 7th. Also at 285, Coy Maher of Riverside is 6th ranked in this week's ratings. In the big schools in 3A, in the team rankings, West Des Moines Valley rated number 1, Southeast Polk 2nd, Fort Dodge is 3rd, Glenwood is at number 6 in this week's big school rankings. Among the individuals rated, Gabe Kelgard of Lewis Central is ranked 5th at 138. Glenwood's Trevor Anderson is 10th rated at 145. Max Southard of Lewis Central is ranked 2nd at 160. Glenwood's Anthony Sherry at 182 is 2nd ranked. Carroll's Elijah Dirks is 8th rated. At 195, Isaac Bales of Glenwood is rated 4th. At 220, Zach Hagstrom of Glenwood is 4th. Cameron Baker of Thomas Jefferson ranked 5th. And Glenwood's Caleb Sanders is 2nd rated at 285 pounds this week. Let's go to basketball now and girls' high school hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10. Kemper Catholic defeated Atlantic 56-40 in the game that was rescheduled from earlier this week. Denison beat Glenwood 51-36. In the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon over Riverside 48-35. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 50-43. IKM Manning a 62-51 winner over Underwood last night. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over ACGC 57-48. Glidden-Ralston defeating Madrid 48-41. Also, the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley, a winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's by a 43-42 final score. That's in girls' hoops. Boys basketball last night in the Hawkeye 10, Glenwood, a winner over Denison 70-56. From the Western Iowa Conference, it was Audubon topping Riverside 80-41. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 72-40. Underwood over IKM Manning 68-65. Rolling Valley Conference play last night. Boys action saw Cam, a winner over ACGC by a final of 44-32. Madrid beat Glen Ralston 61-36. Corner Conference mid-season tournament play last night saw Fremont Mills defeat East Mills 60-37. Stanton beat Sydney 69-55. Also from the Pride of Iowa Conference, Martinsdale St. Mary's defeating Southwest Valley 61-55 in boys hoops last night. In college men's basketball last night, Iowa picked the wrong time to lose sight of Mello Trimble. The Maryland star junior guard buried back-to-back three-pointers, part of a late 8-0 run as the 25th-ranked Terrapins beat Iowa 84-76 last night in a game heard here on KJAN. The Hawkeyes had rallied from 15 points down in the opening half to take a three-point lead in the waning moments.
I think you got to give them credit for the shots they made. I mean, they were moving the ball. Our activity defensively was much better, obviously, in the second half. I'm proud of our guys, the way they fought back. But, you know, they did a good job of, you know, answering our runs with timely baskets.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says his team struggled on defense in the opening half. Maryland led 41-32 at the break.
And Maryland's really good. Mark's a terrific coach. They run really good stuff. They're hard to guard. But I didn't think our effort at the beginning of the game matched their ability to move the ball and execute their offense.
Iowa's 3-4 in the Big Ten. They'll be off until a Wednesday visit to Illinois.
I think whenever you lose, you want to get right back out there. But, you know, we got a couple guys with some ailments that they can take some time to get better. So, you know, you always look at the bye and say, okay, well, let's make the best of it.
Maryland improves to 5-1 in the Big Ten with that victory last night. In top 25 play last night, 11th-ranked Oregon tied a team record with their 15th consecutive win, but they did it without the services of a preseason All-American in the second half. Dylan Brooks limped off the court with a left leg injury before the Ducks completed an 86-63 pounding of California. Third-ranked UCLA improves to 19-1 as Isaac Hamilton nailed a career-high 9 three-pointers, scoring 33 points, leading a 102-80 rout of Arizona State. Fourth-ranked Gonzaga remains the only undefeated team in Division I after they pick up an 88-57 laugher over Santa Clara. Also last night, 12th-ranked Louisville goes to 16-3 with a 92-60 trouncing of Clemson. Number 14, Arizona, grabbed its 12th straight win despite blowing most of a 23-point lead over the final 15 minutes and a 73-66 win at Southern California. And also last night, it was number 23, St. Mary's, beating Pacific 62-50 in men's college hoops. A pair of key wrestling duels in the state tonight. Third-ranked Iowa is home to take on second-ranked Penn State. The Hawkeyes are coming off a loss at top-ranked Oklahoma State, and Coach Tom Brand says there's no way to downplay this duel.
It's not just another match, and really there's really not even a match that's another match, but if there was another match that was just another match, maybe wrestle it like it's another match, but this is not just another match. So let's pick it up.
Iowa 184-pounder Sammy Brooks says the Hawkeyes know what's at stake.
I'm pretty confident in the guys in our lineup, you know, even no matter what age they are, that they're going to be ready. And so, you know, nothing crazy. They know what's at stake, and they know what the environment will be like.
The 18th-ranked Northern Iowa Panthers will visit Iowa State tonight. The Cyclones edged the Panthers 18-16 in Cedar Falls last year.
Excited to go to Hilton and wrestle there and continue to progress and see our team respond, man, because the last couple times we've been there, they've taken it to us pretty good.
That's UNI coach Doug Schwab, who says the Cyclones will be ready despite their 1-6 record in duels.
I know they make it a big meet, man. They'll have everyone on the side of the mat. They'll be excited and ready. And so for us, we have to respond to that, get ourselves up and ready. And I don't think that should be much of an issue. You know, if we can't get our blood boiling a little bit for this one, then we're going to struggle ever getting our blood boiling. So I'm going to tell you, we're not going to have trouble doing that.
Both of those duels will be held tonight. And in NFL news, the Oakland Raiders have taken another major step toward a move to Las Vegas. Raiders owner Mark Davis has formally filed for relocation as Oakland fans prepare for the team's second departure from the Bay Area. The NFL confirmed that filing in a statement saying the application will be reviewed by league staff and stadium and finance committees in the coming weeks. Any relocation to Las Vegas must be approved by 3/4 of the NFL team owners. Meanwhile, Oakland leaders and investors continue their effort to keep the team in place. The Oakland group says it will continue to negotiate with government officials, the team, and the NFL to build a $1.25 billion, 55,000-seat stadium in Oakland. The Raiders sought a move to Las Vegas after failing to successfully negotiate a deal for a new stadium in Oakland. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.